Welcome to the sixth episode of Hello Molly. I'm joined with my sister Claire and my friend Amelia.
Hi.
Friend slash sister Amelia.
So, just the first topic. What? We're all homeschooled here, okay?
Yeah.
We all went to a homeschool group, which is like, kind of a ripoff version of a school. But you like take classes,
Eclectic electives.
Eclectic say that
just
10
means
times
like
fast.
Variety, right?
Yeah.
Although I thought, because okay, anyways, so we all did that, and we have a lot of memories from this group. So
I think my favorite was when we did this thing that I think Molly, you started it, where it was all of our friends had this baking competition every week.
Oh, I remember that.
And your brother was the judge, Amelia?
Yes.
He judged me so unfairly.
He did.
I made these lemon cookies that kind of slapped.
They were so good.
A little underdone, but we're not going to talk about that.
I love.
And then and your brother was the judge, and he was like, "Molly, I don't like how the icing is spread." And I was like,
"I remember."
Or like he's like, "I don't like the decorations. It doesn't look very appetizing." And I'm like,
"You guys all made brownies, but they were shaped differently.
That was
like there was like the regular brownie, and then like a like heart shape."
Well,
I think I made brownies one
makes the
one
best
week.
Chocolate macadamia nut thing, mint Andy's mint things
oh,
ever.
Cookies,
those cookies,
yeah.
I feel like
so good.
Amelia is like the grandma from Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes,
that is constantly
actually,
just like bringing treats
cookies.
For literally everyone.
Literally.
That's, yep.
My favorite homeschool memory. Y'all just pulled yours out of thin air.
We were talking about this today.
And I just dropped these topics on you. I've been thinking about it for weeks.
Yeah, you should have yours already done.
Like, you know what, Amelia? I don't need that judgment from you wearing a Chiefs shirt.
Okay. No.
All right.
Chiefs are the best.
I'm about to throw hands. Whoa, those are fighting words, man.
The Chiefs are the best.
If this Ottoman wasn't in between us, preventing me from punching.
Except we both know that I would win.
Except I'm a black belt, so you kind of wouldn't.
Okay.
I might end this.
And I've also been working out.
She showed me her cousin today. It was like, whoa.
I've been hitting the gym, guys. Getting in those reps.
Okay, what's your favorite memory?
Yeah, come on. You've had weeks to think about this.
I thought we'd get sidetracked and I wouldn't have to say it. Okay, so preteen nights, whenever we'd play Murder in the Dark,
that was
it would be upstairs in the brick building, mm-hmm. and the lights would be turned off, so the only source of light we got was from like kids' phones and flashlights,
or the
but
glow
also
of the
glow of the red exit signs.
That was so
yes.
fun.
And then one of our friends would just like walk around with a boombox on his shoulder, playing like old western creepy music.
Yes.
It was fun. So, anyways, we're gonna bring it down a level. Favorite verses, to help people or yourself. It can be your favorite verses in general. And then later we can go into our testimonies.
So I have multiple that I've memorized over the years for different things. Like I went through a time of anxiety, a time of like just like dark obsessive thoughts, and God really helped me through that. But I think my favorite, at least through that time of anxiety, was like in Isaiah 42:10, where it's like, "Do not worry, for I'm with you. Do not be afraid, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand." And that was just, like, really encouraging for me. And that one's been, like, with me for a while since I did Awana. But, yeah, those are my favorites.
Oh, Awana.
I love those.
I remember that.
Wait, you did Awana, too?
Yeah.
What? Really?
The church that I go
to. What did I not know this about
now?
You?
The church
awesome.
That I go to now?
I was trying
She
to
said
think.
Like a Kardashian.
That's literally awesome.
Oh my goodness,
yeah.
Wait, I didn't wanna. I guess you kind of figured that out on your own.
Yeah.
We didn't do it at the same church, though. We did it at a different church that wasn't in, like, our home city. And then
we
moved and we did it where we currently live.
Yes. Yes.
Awana is where you, like, memorize verses, and then you get... Did you do Awana Bucks?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, you get, like, prizes.
I was, like, 4.
There was this guy, and he was... No, and he was, like, helping me memorize my verses. He was, like, a sweet old man. And he'd give me...
I remember
he would
him.
Give me, like,
I
little Hershey's
him.
Kisses whenever I got a verse right.
They were so encouraging.
But the thing is, he kept them, like, in his bag, and I think...
it was next to, like, his cologne or something. And I'd get so excited, but every time I eat it, it would taste like chocolate mixed with, like, perfume. And I'm, you know, like, that...
Yeah.
Taste. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it, but...
He was my favorite
person. Ever get soap in the mouth for lying as a kid? It was like that, mixed with Hershey's chocolate.
I never got it for lying, but just on accident, yeah.
Yeah.
On accident. No. Amelia never lies.
Oh, I did.
Okay. What's your favorite verse?
Mine is Proverbs 17:17. A true friend is always loyal. And there's, I think, a little bit more with that verse, depending on the translation, but that's what I've memorized.
Yeah.
And that one just is near and dear to my heart, because friendships can be hard sometimes. The other one is Matthew 11:28-30. It's, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
I love that.
Anytime, especially with school, like, whenever I'm stressed with that, mm-hmm. like, I always go to that verse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My favorite verse is Matthew 6:35, and it's, do not worry about tomorrow. do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Anyways, so going from verses to testimonies, who would like to start with their testimony?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I gotta think about totally. Mine.
Hey, girly.
For those of you listening, Amelia just pointed at Claire.
I have to think about
it's
mine.
It's the Chiefs shirt.
Not that we're nervous. It's just a process.
Blaming everything on process. That shirt right now.
You and the hate have my Chiefs.
The hate.
So, my testimony begins when I was 6. Itty bitty little
six?
Baby. Baby. So, one Sunday, I think... It was, like, we were snowed in, Mom said, and we weren't going to, it was our old church, and it was canceled for the day because of the snow. And so we were talking about, we did our own little home church, and we were talking about, it was, like, Jesus dying for us, and, like, what does that really mean? And I think just the Holy Spirit came and laid it on my heart really heavily that I needed Jesus, and I loved him for it. I love that he did that for me. I was like, oh my goodness, like, he did this for me. I want to do that. And so, I realized his love for me. I realized I was a sinner and became saved at 6.
I don't actually remember the age I accepted Christ.
Fair.
Probably,
neither do I.
not the greatest thing, but... I'm like, Claire here, no, I got this put together.
And Claire checking her bullet
points. Oh my goodness, girl. So I was about, I think, 8 whenever I accepted Christ. And then I kind of just lived my life. And then after, let's see, my grandpa died a couple years ago. That, like, instead of, like, pulling, like, away from the Lord, like, that got mm-hmm. me back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still felt like, though, I was, like a lukewarm Christian, mm-hmm. and I wasn't, like, fully in it. And then a couple months ago, I went to, Young Christians Weekend.
Yeah.
And that was, like, wow. Like, I was, like, okay, I want to live for the Lord. Like,
yeah.
that was my...
Yeah.
And then, a couple weeks ago, I... went to Honduras.
Uh-huh.
Lucky. And that, yeah, it was very hot. But it was, like, so eye-opening and, like, crazy because these people were, you know, poor. Yeah. And they could have literally, like, nothing and still be the happiest people you could ever yeah. meet.
Well, I guess it's my turn. So, I got saved when I think I was 7. And I say think because I also don't exactly remember. And it was very simple. I knew I wanted to be a Christian, you know? I wanted to believe that this Jesus guy died on a cross and then rose again, and he died on that cross for my sins, because if he didn't, then we would have eternity in a bad place. Yeah, but just, you know, kind of the gravity of that was what convicted me. Because, you know, as a kid, that's like, oh, safety.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jesus was the only bridge, to get to safety. So I was like, you know, I want to cross this bridge. So then I got saved, and very similar, I was, you know, after a while, it got kind of dull, I think. Mm-hmm. Not saying I wasn't still saved, but it just, you know, it got redundant.
So I went through a breakup, and then after that, it was hard on me because, like, I was kind of just searching for something to hold, like, cling to after that. I was just kind of like, what's the next step? Like, where are you, Lord? And then one night, I was lying in bed, and I just all of a sudden had all of these horrible thoughts coming at me, just like, you're ugly, you don't deserve to be like, have this room that you have, you don't, like, you don't deserve this. And like, I felt like I was not physically obviously being attacked, but just like mentally being
spiritually
attacked. Yeah. By, yeah. And I started sweating, like I could feel the Lord like trying to peek through, and I was like I started crying. I was like, Lord, please help me, like, I don't want to be thinking these things. I was like, help me. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know, like literally a light at the end of the tunnel, and I was like, oh my goodness. That's like beautiful. I took the deepest sigh, wait, the heaviest sigh, and I was like, oh my word. And I ran, just kidding, it was at night, I tiptoed to my parents' bedroom, and I was like, guys, something amazing just happened. And ever since then, I've been more into the Word, and there's definitely been some rough patches where, like, I haven't been reading my Bible as much, and stuff like that. Wow, my notes are really out of whack here.
Yeah, they're like, pivoting.
Favorite singers! No, I'm kidding.
I'm trying to follow along here. Hey, well, along with the Christian thing, our favorite singers, Amelia.
Oh, that's true, I guess. Our favorite singers. Not all of my favorite singers are Christian, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Discernment.
And I can go first.
Yeah, y'all can go first.
Forrest Frank, for sure.
And Toby Mac.
Oh, Toby Mac.
Also, Vincent Boone. Molly has gotten me on to Vincent Boone.
Oh, for sure.
My love, where have you been? Why am I singing that one? That's like one of his most least popular songs.
Yeah, I haven't heard all his songs.
Oh, that's okay. Josiah Queen. I can educate you.
Love Josiah Queen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back.
What's your favorite thing about each other?
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, I can answer that one. My favorite thing about Claire is that she's so kind and sweet. and like, you can just see her love for the Lord just, like, all the time. And she always hypes me up.
My favorite thing about Amelia would probably be how thoughtful she is, because she always makes sure that everyone in the room is okay. And she will go over to that person who is sitting by themselves and be like, hey, do you want to come with us or whatever? And she just thinks about everyone. She'll sit with that one person who's by themselves at the table while everyone else is doing the fun thing, and she'll be with that one person who's by themselves. And I'm like, oh my goodness!
Amelia is very inclusive.
So Molly and I grew up as best friends, and, you know,
this is Claire speaking. We are sisters, actually. Yes, I just wanted to clarify, not to confuse.
grew up playing together all the time, you know, little homeschool girls.
Okay.
I just want
to
say
we're
that.
We're trying to be sentimental, yeah.
Yeah, sentimentality. Anyway, I love Mooser. She's been the best ever. She's my secret keeper, and she just is really funny and sweet and kind, and yeah, I'm one of the best sisters ever. So.
Aww. Mooser's my nickname, by the way, when she said that.
I'm gonna cry because I'm looking into your eyes.
My favorite thing about Molly is how funny she is. Literally, she can always make me laugh.
Oh, and yay. Like,
I don't know, just she's just so funny, and that's not a talent a lot of people possess. Yeah. That sounds wrong. I'm thinking
like people that try to be funny.
Yeah, people try to be funny, but they're just not sometimes. Oh, yeah. I can say that because I am one
they're
of those
just
people.
Not some.
I am one of those people. We I will try. Make a joke and laugh at my own joke. Okay.
Oh, that's everyone just stares at you and you're like, okay.
That is actually yes. But then whenever Molly makes a joke, everyone's laughing. Even if it was the worst joke anyone could ever tell, she just makes it funny. Like, if I said the same joke, no one would laugh. But if she says it, everyone's gonna laugh.
See, also, the key is to fluctuate your voice.
She... I'm
sorry. I was about to say something else really emotional.
No, 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 please, by all means.
You also need to fluctuate.
I don't even know if that's, like, proper verb conjugation or anything, but...
Also, you break it down on the dance floor. Okay. Yeah.
Stop!
Like, actually, y'all, I cannot do dance circles. Oh, I literally am the most awkward person for that. But she goes that's in there and she just breaks it down.
Uh-huh. Like, well, thank you.
Does a worm. Does yes. a that little helicopter coffee grinder thing, you want to call it.
Oh, I love doing that. To each their own. So yeah. What are some things that we've gone through as a friend group or alone that you would like to bring up in our time together?
Okay. Ooh. I know I already brought this up during my testimony, but going back to whenever my grandpa died. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring up bad memories, but
no, it's okay.
This is a safe
I remember I didn't have a phone yet, and I was going to try to do some history to get my mind off of things. I didn't, by the way. Let's just make that clear. I did not do school that day. And I remember getting a phone call from Molly and Claire. And I remember hearing Claire go, "Oh, girl, I'm so sorry." And just all that. And they made me feel so much better just to hear their voices. Aww. So...
That was such a
They've
hard
just
thing.
Always been there, no matter what I've gone through.
Yeah.
Mm. That was, I remember, yeah, really? That was hard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, what is the thing that we've gone through? Is it, have to say, okay, hard things. Okay, hard things we've gone through. Friendship problems was really hard.
It falls through. It really bugs me when someone says stuff about, like, about me behind my back. And they're just, you know, they're just, like, hashing it out. And they're like, oh, you know, Molly... this girl. Which, yes. You know, I get it. Everybody gossips. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, it's a thing. I guess that's my hard thing, was mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Anyways, what are some, I guess that's the same question. What are some of your 2025 goals?
My 2025 goals is to, honestly, this is gonna sound wrong, but get a glow up.
Aww. No, I said this is gonna sound wrong. Oh. Not like, okay, oh. But like, I mean like going to the gym, eating healthy, or that kind of glow up.
Yeah. I was about to
smack you.
Preach. Like,
girl, your skin is glowing right now.
I was about to give you a sermon. About?
Yeah, I was telling y'all's faces. And I know I can't go there because I know Breezy will come after me as well. Like, everyone's gonna come after me.
Well, okay, you are gorgeous. And also, if you ever want to work out together, let's do it.
Yes, please. I say I want to work out and I have not worked out.
No, like, join me. I'm waking up at 6 every morning.
Hers is
a little
extensive. I don't do that.
Mine is a little hardcore, but I'll wake you up.
It is hardcore.
I'll get you on a schedule.
I'm sorry, 6?
Yeah.
I have been waking up at like 9:30.
Same girl. And so 9:30? What I do is I wake up at 9:30.
It's summer, okay?
So it's literally no not, though.
Stress about.
Wait, did you know that it's not summer until July?
June,
I mean,
June
21st?
Yes, I do. Because it is 2 days before my birthday.
Mm. I believe summer is
inflation,
here.
Am I right?
Honestly, though.
That is nothing, literally nothing to do.
I just do at-home workouts. I'm like, YouTube it, and let me just do it at home. Because I'm not going to drive all the way to the gym.
If I could drive, I would.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I say I'm gonna work out at home, I know I'm not gonna. If I go to the gym, then I have to work out. And then after a while, it just gets into a routine. You just get up and you go to the gym. And unfortunately, I don't have my license yet. But
me neither.
That is my 2025 goal.
Same, girl!
Alright!
Okay, so I think for mine, it was... Well, I wrote this at the beginning of the year. Read 50 books this year and also try to go closer to God. But
50?
50 books. I'm like, okay, I cannot make 50, but I might be able to make 30.
Don't do that
to yourself.
Let's
just try 30. 50's
not bad.
Let's try 30, really? Okay?
The I'm goal. Sorry, okay?
I'm going to read Keeper of the Lost Cities this summer, so I don't know.
Well, that's 80 right there.
Exactly.
There's like there's 80 like of those.
There's 8 of them.
There's 10.
10 of them.
Well,
man.
Actually,
she has 8 of them. You have 8 of them.
I have all but the last one.
Someone gave me a recommendation. Well, I want to read Percy Jackson for sure.
I need to read that too.
Girl, we
should
do that.
No,
I
have no urge to
read
Percy Jackson.
To get that done in the summer.
Oh.
The first book is so good. I read it.
I crossed some lines. I apologize.
Our friend at church that you give all the nicknames to, names, all of the funny nicknames.
You know who you are if you're listening.
He lended me one of the Percy Jackson books.
Really?
It was so
good. Do you
good.
Still have it?
I
oh,
gave
you
back
read
to
it?
Him. I read it, and I gave back to
really?
Him.
Really?
Why do you look so surprised? You're like,
because
you
actually,
read
like,
it?
It's
I
very
read
hard
it. It
for us
so
to commit to books.
It was so good.
That's fine.
You would like it. You would like it. Anyway.
I feel like there's a lot of judgment right now.
I'm sorry. I'm a hardcore book reader. Well,
yeah. I apologize. My best friend, Henny, she's been on the podcast. Go listen to Peaches and Darling if you haven't.
she's a hardcore.
She's more reader. Than me.
She is like, I'm gonna read. Books. Okay, so it was like 5 minutes till midnight, and she had read 99 books, and she had one more book to read, and so she made me listen to her read Potato Pants, which, if you don't know, is like this kid's book, and I think it rhymes or something. And so she was like, fancy pants, potato pants, and just like reading it like 2x speed. And I was like, you got this. And then midnight hit, and she was like, all right, 100 books. That is not me. And also, I watched the Percy Jackson series, and it was okay, but like, I don't...
The books do not... Wait, the movies or the series?
The series.
The series is good, but the books are way better.
Like...
I promise you.
Girl,
judgment is radiating off of me right now.
Hey, you are wearing a Chiefs shirt. I don't want to hear it.
The Chiefs are the best. For me, honestly, though, I might not read, like, 10 new books, but I read old books over and over again. Like, I've read one book, Mary, Bloody Mary, like, 10 or 12 times.
I remember when you read that for the first time.
My mom's getting rid of it now, and it's so sad.
No, don't let her.
It's part of the school book, so she's stupid. Someone get me Mary, Bloody Mary for my birthday. I'm just kidding. Not the drink, but the...
See, for me, if I start a series...
Give me a Bloody Mary ASAP.
That was an amazing first book. I'm going to start binging this whole series. I will. Like, I'm like, give me the second Percy Jackson, the third, fourth, everything. Like, this friend at church, I got to go back to him and ask for the second one, because it's so good. Maybe we should do that for summer, because I feel like faster reading.
Okay, so see, I read the Harry Potter books first, which made me want to watch the movies.
Yes.
So I'm thinking if I read Percy Jackson, I'm probably going to want to go back and rewatch the series, and it won't be just like, this is random, like, why is there, like, a Minotaur in
the
underwear? Like, what the heck?
It way better than the movies, apparently. Like, the movies are not as good.
I've read the first three books, I believe, of Percy Jackson.
Okay.
And the books are... definitely way better. The books, the series is way better than the movies, though.
For sure.
This series I've heard that. Follows it, the book way closer than the movies.
Yeah. It's probably why they made a series.
Also, like, a certain someone's in that series.
Uh-huh.
Walker Scobell. Sorry, Walker Scobell, if you're listening to this. What if he's listening to this?
Oh my goodness, I love
He's probably not, but if you are,
sorry. Don't give him hate. Okay.
You can... Amelia can have you. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Wait. Oh, but... Penny likes him too.
Penny, I get him.
Y'all are gonna have to fight.
No. Oh, we've already had Cage a fight match. Over Preston Oliver. Do you remember?
Whoa. Preston Oliver is mine. Hands...
Secret of the offering.
Paws off, girlfriend.
Okay, fine. I get Walker to go about. Penny right, and I get find someone new.
This second to the last question is a little deep, so you don't have to overshare if you don't want to, but by all means, overshare.
No, we're gonna hype each other up, it's great.
What is your biggest insecurity?
Oh, I already know mine.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Why are you looking at me like that? Girl! The face that Molly just made.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna hide behind this chair now. Go ahead, ahead and share.
Okay, so I have kind of like two bigger insecurities. One of them is also one of my favorite things about me, which is kind of funny.
Yes.
It's my glasses.
Aww.
I can hate them at times and love them at other times. Like, just how I look. And so, like, I went through a time where I got contacts for the first time, and I literally wore them, like, almost every single day because I liked me better with contacts and so without same thing kind of happened with makeup. That's not my other one, but it goes along with I know makeup. Like, I know a lot of us struggle with like wearing that, and I struggled with that at one point where I was wearing a full face of makeup every time I went out of the house. And then I forced myself to take a week break of makeup, and after that, I just didn't feel like doing that all the time. Like, so I didn't feel like I needed it. And then my other one is kind of an interesting one, but it's being skinny. Sometimes, like, I just feel like I'm too skinny, and I hate it. Like, it's just, like, especially depending on what I wear. Like, sometimes, like, tight dresses can, like, make me feel like,
Although that's not entirely true, because your prom dress is tight-fitting, and you kind of slayed
you. It's, like, other times where, like, I don't know, I'm just out, and then I feel like I look awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, wearing shorts is hard, too. Like, I love shorts, and I can wear them, but then, like, sitting down or just doing whatever, I then get to feel conscious about it.
Well, and I feel like on social media, there's a perfect picture of what you need to look like, or
you need to be, for sure.
You need to look like this or whatever, or a certain selfie will distort it.
No one ever fits all of the beauty standards.
I also feel like no one talks enough about how we are the first generation to grow up with social media. We do. I mean, you know, like, my sister Grace's generation, she was also on the podcast, go listen to Quirky Girls. they grew up with, like, some YouTube, but this is different in itself. Like,
with all the influencers all you ever see is them looking perfect.
What's your biggest insecurity, Claire?
Mine? My biggest insecurity would probably be just, I feel like I have a crooked, like, chin, and like I felt like, oh my goodness, my nose is so big or round or whatever, and I was like, I don't have a cute little strawberry nose, everybody else does.
Strawberry nose?
Yeah, there's like a cute, like,
girl, do you know how pointy my nose is?
I love your nose.
I got a very pointy, like, my face comes to a point, very pointy chin, and I kind of sort of hate it.
Really? I can't tell.
She literally looks like a model every time I take a picture.
Okay, that is very sweet and not true. But
like, no, yes, honestly, it is. Honestly. Literally every time I see Molly, she looks like model material. She will just wake up and she goes, hair toss, and is just like, good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
And just like, boom. I mean,
pancakes. No, that is not true.
No, it is true. We're being honest. We're not saying this. We're not biased.
Yeah, like, no, literally, I would tell you if you didn't look good in the morning.
Girl, I'm your sister. I'd tell you if your chin was pointy. It's not.
It's not.
Anyway, like, it makes me think of this verse where it says, charm is deceitful, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised in Proverbs 31. Y'all are also beautiful.
It continues. Sorry, we're just gonna
my other one is my laugh and sometimes my voice. I know. Okay, wait.
So I get that, though. I get that.
So, like, Amelia's, about her glasses, that feels like a while ago that she said that. Wow. But Amelia, about her glasses, she said that she loves them and hates them at the same time. That's how I feel about my laugh.
Yeah.
I see. I said earlier, it's loud, and it is. It's very loud. And I kind of, like, I'll, like, in the moment is when I love it. Like, in the moment is when I'm, like, and then, like, afterwards I'm, like, oh, that was a good one. And then, like, if someone was videotaping, like, this discussion or something, and I go back, and I'm being, like, oh, my goodness, that was so annoying. That's like, I can't believe I did that. Yeah. And also, when I laugh, I open my mouth, like.
So do I, though.
I look like, I look like a shark about to like bite someone's head off, or like a piranha, but it's huge.
I mean,
I'll be like, ah, and my eyes will get really wide if I'm laughing really hard.
Remember that one time during Elf Tech Week, we spent a minute just laughing at our laughs.
It was amazing because we were
talking about how we both laugh the same, like. We, like, fold over it and, like...
Okay, so we have... I have a really loud laugh, and I have my silent laugh. And my silent laugh is just, like...
we had the like, same gasping for laugh. Air.
And so we were, like, wait, I want to hear your laugh. And so she just starts doing it, and it makes me laugh. And then all of a sudden, we're there for, like, a good solid 5 minutes just, like, laughing. And I'm, like, I can't
And it was stop. Silent, though, so, you know, we weren't getting in trouble.
There was a show going on. There was a literal show going on. We were just laughing. Everyone backstage.
Everyone walked past and was, like, are you guys okay? We're just, like...
yeah.
I think we should go around and say three things we like about ourselves.
One thing? Because we're a little on time.
Okay, one thing. Claire, you go.
Oh, no, someone else go.
Molly, you go.
Say something about YouTube?
You like. No, something that you like.
Oh, we're singing about ourselves?
Yes.
About that yourself. Sounds petty.
No, because it's good for you.
Actually, we could do it of each other, too.
Yeah, actually, we could do it of each other.
Well, we already kind of did that.
That's true. Love yourself, girl.
Okay.
Hi, people.
I like that I can connect with people fast.
Oh, yeah.
Which totally. Is, yeah, that sounds like me. I'm bragging and I hate it.
I think we were more, like, saying, like, physical features. Like, what is something that you like about your physical features? Oh,
my eyes.
Actually, yes. Though. My eyes are my favorite thing about myself, too, aww. So. Okay, moving on, Claire.
Mine is my strawberry blonde hair. Aww. I think it's so fun.
Yeah. Last question. What do you see in other people when you first meet them? Like, what do you notice?
Ooh.
Okay, I first
noticed them.
For me, it's probably their smile and their eyes.
I love that.
That's cute. I like that. What about you, Claire?
For me, I think, honestly, yeah, you touched on it. Eyes. I don't realize it, but I look at people's eyes. I'm like, wow. Or their facial structure or something. I don't notice
their eye color, though, because then, like, someone would be like, so what was their eye color? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, you just notice, like...
Like, I think it's eyes and clothes. I love clothes. I love looking at people's fashion. I love... I'm like, oh, that's how they like to, you know, like, that's their thing. That's cool.
Okay, okay.
That's, like, something I get that. I remember. It's like, oh, I met you. You were wearing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine is shoes.
Of course. I definitely notice people's outfits. Like, whenever people watch at Farmer's
Market. No, it's just shoes for me. It's just their toes. No,
she does not even look at their face.
Wow. No, yeah.
Wait, did you just look at my shoes when we first met?
No, because like, I was four? Little.
Ballet slippers.
No, because we all had the same shoes.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know why. I'll just, like, immediately notice, like, what their shoes... And I feel like what people wear as shoes says a lot about them, like, in a very small amount of time.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that it, like, describes their whole personality, but, like, that's definitely the first thing I notice. Mm-hmm. Stop laughing. What? You're wearing sandals! You know, those hippies that wear sandals. Yeah.
Me, I'm like Birkenstocks all day, every day, even the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on the pod.
On that note, leave.
No. Whoa, okay.
It's been so
I've been wanting to be on here for so long.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you were able to make it. We had to reschedule a few times, which is why I'm issuing a public apology right now for not having an episode out sooner. We were dealing with schedules. It was my fault. Yeah, but she's here now, and I think we're all glad that you were able to make it. Yeah. Thank you for listening to the 6th episode of Hello Molly.
Hello Molly! This was so fun, guys.
That was so good.
This was so fun.
That was kind of like an accidental harmony.